2018. If based on the preliminary budget for 2021, that analysis that that Dave and Lee and Sharon and I went over a few weeks ago before the board meeting, that showed that based on the projected income for the last 4 months of the year versus expenses, we would have a positive about $164,000 there. So so the next line down shows what the reimbursements would be based on completing the three projects that are left on the table, A1C, Del Rio, and Boro Court. So by completing those and also including the full value of MC Engineering's Amendment 7, our reimbursements would amount to $1,860,000. So that that reimbursement would come back at the closeout of the USDA project in mid-December. So adding those up, the total estimated year-end carryover in our bank balances would be just over $3 million, as you can see there. I went back through our records, and our highest bank balances were always in the March time frame, March-April time frame. That's when all the annual dues would be paid. And the highest I could find was $1.862 million, the highest bank balance. So you can see we're quite a bit over that once we get these reimbursements. We know that we've committed to allocating $802,000 toward our reserves fund policy. Of that reserves fund policy, $346,000 is earmarked towards the capital asset reserve fund. So if you take away that $802,000, the remaining reserve at the end of the year would be the $2.2 million that you see there, which is about 18% over our highest bank balance in the past. The section below where you get into remaining tasks, so the remaining USDA project tasks are Amendment 7, so that shows the full cost of Amendment 7 for MC Engineering at $146,420. That would be included in the USDA project allocation. And then the remaining Mazingo construction change orders that are in the change order log. The first one there, thumping and trenching, when I showed this in the board meeting, that was at $60,000 even. It came through in the last week or so here, just a little bit over that at $60,900. Then you have miscellaneous grading and paving, required by the county, balancing change orders that have been agreed to, and miscellaneous key numbers, all of those that are estimated at $30,000. So the total of all those is $150,900. By funding all those, all of these are reimbursements from the USDA with the as was shown above, the $1.86 million. So at that point, we have the 1.86 coming into our accounts. At the end of the year, as I mentioned, it showed the 2.2 that would be remaining based on the other dollars that we have in our bank account already. So right below that, I'm showing the remaining unfunded USDA project tasks that over the last few months, we decided that those could not fit within the $12.2 million USDA budget. Paving of the Dunbar Road to the spoil site, estimated, and I think Dave is shooting for $20,000, but I think the change order log was showing a more conservative value of $25,000. Potential repair of approximately 21 concrete driveways. So again, this is conservative. I don't think that everybody's going to be requiring those repairs or requesting those repairs. but Dave's estimate for that was about 33,000. And we also have the 12 miscellaneous projects that were proposed by Dave and Billy. And if we were to move forward with completing those after the USDA project's over, we're estimating about 45,000.
Tom?
Yes.
Does the 12 projects include the backhoe?
No, that's down below a little further.
Okay.
Yeah. But however, the from what the conversations we've had with Dave, that backhoe would definitely help out with those projects and making those projects probably less costly.
Certainly.
So based on those items, as you can see on the right, if we funded all those, and those are all out in 2021, but if we plan on funding all those, our reserve balance would be down to $2.1 million. Then we get on down into other potential expenses, the payoff of the office mortgage, and that value goes down each month as we make a payment. But the last figure I saw was $129,657. So the funding source there would be to fund from our existing bank accounts. As you can see, we have enough there to do that. And we replenish our bank account in December when we get our reimbursements. So at that point, our reserve balance would be 1.971, which is still 6% greater than our highest balance in the past. The next item is the request to purchase a new work truck. Dave estimated that at $55,000. So that one, I believe that we can fund that from our 2021 operating budget. As you can see there, I have a comment that based on the analysis we've done so far, our estimated expenses are about $34,000 less than our 2020 annual budget. I believe that this could be added to our expenses with little to no impact to rates. And obviously, Lee and Sharon, Dave and I, we're going to be having more discussions on the budgets over the next couple of weeks. But I believe based on where all the figures stand and that analysis to date, that this should have very little impact on the rates. The next item was to purchase a used backhoe. Dave's estimate for that was $60,000. It had very little impact, less than $200, I think, on our liability insurance. So that was another thing that we wanted to check out to make sure it didn't have a significant impact on insurance. So at that point, we fund all those items down to the backhoe. Reserves fund balance is $1.9 million, still 3% above our highest bank balance in the past. We're still waiting for updated information from CCWD on the purchase of additional water capacity. We talked about that some in the board meeting. But at the current rate, as you can see in the funding source area over there, which is $8.25 per gallon at 40,000 gallons per day, that would amount to purchasing capacity cost of $330,000. If we did fund that out of reimbursements, our reserve balance would be down to $1.581. Based on everything Dave has heard from CCWD, they're working on a rate that should be much more favorable than that one. So that should only go down. Funding of the asset management plan. I believe we have time to make decisions on that long-term funding plan for the asset management. As was shown above, the reserves fund policy that we're setting aside, the $802,000, includes $346,000 in it, which is for capital asset reserves. So for the next few months, that will more than hold us over. We can continue working the long-term funding plan for the asset management and make that decision over the next several months. So any questions on any of that?
Questions or comments from the board?
On the truck, if we buy a brand new truck, aren't we maybe lined up for some little or no financing on the truck? Could stretch that out at not costing us much money or any money, maybe? Or buy a used truck for something less than $55,000?
Yeah, that's an option.
We are looking at a used one.
Dave, describe the truck a little bit. It's not just a normal pickup.
Yeah. Well, the ideal truck would be a 3/4 ton, 4-wheel drive, and have tool bodies on it, you know, with the rack. That would be the ideal one for us because we could use that as a plow truck. Along with the other truck we have, so the guys wouldn't have to go to the guy's house to get the plow truck at night. And, it would also, you know, it's just a better work truck to have your tools all in a, you know, enclosed area with, you know, it's just a better truck. But we could always, you know, downsize that to a half ton. Four-wheel drive with our side toolboxes on it. We just haven't dug real deep into that yet.
Okay. Whatever you decide is okay with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a, you know, a decision that we could make. Do we want to just, you know, buy it outright? Out of the reserves, or do we want to put it into our expenses for the next 5 or 6 years? I mean, either way works.
Right.
And I would only support the purchase of a John Deere backhoe.
Well, I know. Well, that's what Mazingo's using today, so.
That was a joke.
We like them.
We got it. That's a good rumor. We'll start the fact that you're a stockholder in the company.
I sold over.
I have a question. Have we heard any more from USDA? Any more details on the mortgage office mortgage payoff?
No. Except that it would be paid, the cleanest way to do it is to be paid through the title at the end of the project.
Lee, are you there?
I am. I did talk to Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo is not willing to be subordinate to a $12.226 million loan.
Did Tanya give us any indication of timing? Is that what you just said, Dave?
The timing works best. Oh, sorry, Dave.
No, go ahead.
The timing works best for us if we pay off the loan, the mortgage, pardon me, Bob, if we pay off the mortgage in title, at close of title, close of escrow. It's cleaner, according to Tanya. They don't need any more records at that point in time because they have it in title. So we don't have to wait for the documents to reach us to send to them and hold up the closing.
Everybody clear on that?
Yep.
Yes.
Thanks. Yep.
Good. Other comments? Questions?
So the I'm a little confused about the reserve fund policy. So the one that's shown up above, the $346,000 that's shown in the big box, is that for 2021 or 2020 payment to the reserve fund?
That will go into the reserve fund policy at the close of the USDA project. The reserves fund policy was a document that we put together over a year ago. It was brought forward and reviewed with the board and approved.
My confusion is, so is the one in the box for 2020 and then we have to make a payment for 2021? Because the one that you show down below is listed for 2022 expense.
That's when I feel that we need to try to settle on a long-term funding policy or funding plan for the asset management plan. I'm just saying that that 346 is a start that will carry us through next year, and then we can decide over the next few months how we want the long-term funding plan to look.
Okay, so basically it's the funds put in for 2021, and during 2021 we need to determine how much we're going to put in 22 and beyond.
Right, correct.
Yes.
Okay. And just one more question. Can you remind me what's like the overall budget that we spend a year? Is it $5 million, $3 million, $2 million? I don't remember.
Our normal budget for a year is probably around $1.5, $1.6 million.
It's 1% of $16,000.
So basically, if we end up with $1.5 million in reserves, and that's around what we would spend in a whole year.
Correct.
Okay.
Other questions? Comments? Okay. What I'd like to do is,
Sorry.
That's okay. You post that back up again. I'd like to want to entertain a motion on it's item 13, which is
Amendment 7.
Amendment 7. Yes, 146-420. I'd like to move in favor of that. We've approved it. The only question is, what was the funding source? We now have that. And because of the complexity of this matter, I want to put it on a separate motion. And then we'll start addressing the rest of the remaining part of the recommendation. So I need a motion to approve 146-420 to MC Engineering for Amendment 7.
I'd like to make a motion to approve $146,420 for MC Engineering Amendment 7.
I'll second that.
Pardon me while I'm writing. All those in favor say aye.
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 And opposed signify by saying nay. Tom, you check me on this, but we've already approved funding for the Mozingo change orders.
Well, some of those are still need to go through their approval process with USDA. The pumping and trenching just came through. Is that fully approved, Sharon? Do you know?
I haven't seen anything from USDA, so I don't know.
Yeah, but it did get submitted at the $60,900. The others are off the change order log. That's our best estimate of what those will cost.
Okay. Then I will entertain a motion to approve them in concept. Should the dollars change, we'll react accordingly. And if that's acceptable, I'll need a motion to accept the Mozingo estimated remaining change orders.
Move to accept the Mozingo change orders, Jeff.
Second.
Second.
Oh.
Dan.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, say nay. Okay. Then with your indulgence, recommendations are laid out and the balances that are spelled out, there are six of them. And I'd like to move the acceptance of the recommendation for the three items under the unfunded USDA project tasks: paying off the mortgage, purchase the backhoe, and the purchase of additional water. That'll be one motion.
I would like to see how much the water's going to cost before we make the motion. We don't know what it's going to cost to purchase some more water, do we?
Yes, we know.
Well, that's the worst case.
I thought you were still in negotiations.
Yeah, Dave's still waiting on...
We won't know that. We won't know this for, until we meet again. And that's going to be sometime before May, so... This number is a good number. And I think we could work with CCWD on it. That's why I put it in there. So, no, it's true we don't know what it is exactly, but I think this number is the best we can do right now.
Isn't that number a conservative number, Dave? Might we not do better? Isn't this a worst case scenario?
Well, the best case is that we don't have to buy any next year. But the worst case is if we use as much water as we did this year during the summer months. And that is unknown yet, but I'm thinking that, we're not going to be using that much, so we just don't know yet.
All right.
A lot of this was COVID-related, I think, and things are a little crazy, but I think they're going to settle down by next summer, and we may be in good shape then and not have to pay anything. But this number is a placeholder for, what could happen.
So why do we need to approve it today?
Pardon me?
So why do we need to? Today. Why don't we wait? I mean, we have the money. The money's in reserve. Wait until we know more about it and prove it at that time.
You could do that. I feel it's very important that we do not forget it, and that we do plan on purchasing capacity, if not next year, in the future.
Oh, I agree. I just think we need to do it. But.
Okay.
What we're approving is the allocation of reserve balance funding. Now, if the dollar amounts change, we can adjust that accordingly. We're approving a concept at this point because some of these items don't manifest until May of next year. But the matter before us is to approve these six items that are identified, the funding source of which is identified by the reserve balance.
But who would make the decision to purchase the water? Do you have a certain capacity that we reach, then you buy the water? So it's kind of automatic, or do we have to come back and vote again?
The board would have to decide to purchase it.
No, I know, but I'm on the board, but if you told me that we have enough reserves and we don't need to purchase it, I would believe you, right? So if you tell me that we're down to 30% capacity and we need to purchase it, then obviously I would believe you also with, checks and balances. But do you have a number to where you know you would have to purchase? Like, when would you, how much water reserves, at what point would you make the decision to purchase it?
It'll be based on our usage during the summer months of next year.
Yeah, but do you have a number like 100% capacity 60% capacity when we're down to 40%? Is that when you purchase, or do you have a number? I mean, I know it's based on usage.
We have a number of 100,000 gallons a day that we are not supposed to be going over. And last summer, we went over it quite a bit. So we're at the point.
I understand that. I'm thinking of like a procedure that we can approve without going back and forth to the board every time. So if you're saying that we approve this money, and then when you go over 100,000 a day, then you can go ahead and purchase the water.
That's correct.
All right. So is that something that we have in our SOPs or whatever you want to call them, or is this just a judgment call by day?
Well, it's currently in the contract. We have an option to purchase more if necessary. This particular matter is before us as a reaction to the amount of water was used this summer.
Right. So now we're putting money away.
Yes, and the assumption is that there'll be an equal amount used next year.
Right.
And so we're trying to get in front of that.
I agree to all that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to understand the decision-making process to spend the money.
Well, we're not.
It's based on 100,000 gallons a day. If you go over that, then you're going to buy water from CCWD.
Dave, my understanding is that we're not paying $8.25 a gallon for water. We're paying $8.25 a gallon for the right to purchase water.
Yes, it's capacity charges. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So, other comments? Again, I'll go back to seeking a motion to approve the recommendations to the impacts of the reserve balance as listed in the six items that are for you.
I move to accept the six items in the other potential expenses required column. Is that what you want to hear, Bob?
Well, what I want to do is affirm the recommendation by long range planning that as things started to roll forward with us from where we are now into 2021, that we've already identified the funding source for items that will be costing, that will be beyond our annual budget. Let's put it that way.
And so do they have to come back to us for each one of these and get formal approval of the actual expense, or is it just only giving them a bucket of money and they'll spend it along these guidelines?
Well, that's up to the board. At this point, we've identified the funding source. We're going to allocate the funds. Some of it is like the $330,000 for the water. That's a placeholding thing. We understand that.
Right.
Others are... will occur in the next few months of 2021. And if there's any adjustment or there's any surprise that pops up that we don't know about, we'll be back to the board with that. But my theory behind this, if that's the right word, is to affirm the allocations coming out of the reserve balance as we know it today, moving forward to May of 2021. If that makes sense. And Jeff, does that fit within your recommendation to move on it?
Absolutely.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. And opposed, say nay. Thank you. Item next. So, Dave, you're up. We have a loan. There's a couple of documents that have to be approved that are required by USDA as the loan comes to fruition, to the end. We had similar documents we had to sign or that required board approval originally on the acceptance of the loan. Now we're going to documents, and you should have copies of them, that we'll need at the completion of the loan. Dave, you want to cover that item 1B?
Okay, there's two loans. One is for $3,226, one is for $9 million. And at the beginning of our project, we had to affirm, the board had to affirm that we would pay the loan off based on the interest rate that we had at the time. The interest rate now has dropped, so it has changed. So Tanya at USDA wants us to just redo these two documents, and she will fill in the interest rate at the time of the closing, and also will direct us on how much money that we need to take out and have in reserve over a 10-year period to make. So it's just adjusting the numbers is what it's going to do. And the board is saying that, yes, we will do this, and we will pay off the loan. It's a security agreement between us and USDA.
Questions or comments?
So the interest rate, from what Tanya told us, is it's going to decrease from 1.875 down to 1.75.
Yes. Which saves us about 10,000 years, I recall.
Right.
Questions or comments? We'll take the loan resolution security agreement for $9 million first. I need a motion to approve.
One quick question. Has legal looked at these and approved them?
Say that again.
Has our lawyer looked at these and had reviewed them?
Yes.
Yes, he has. Motion to approve the $9 million resolution.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
And I'll second it.
Okay.
So I just want to point out, I sent an email about, I think there's a clause in there I didn't understand, that we can't change the bylaws or whatever after we take the loan without government permission. It's in there somewhere. Probably that knows that, right? So, in case it comes up.
Okay, the motion is to approve, and it's been seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Item next is the resolution agreement for the remainder of the loan, $3,226,000. Need a motion to approve.
I move that we approve the $3.226 million loan.
Is there a second?
Can I second?
Who's aye? Okay, got it.
All right, who's aye? Who's second?
Dan
Crosby.
Dan, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed, say nay. Is there anything else to come before the board? Hearing none, I want to thank the long-range planning for putting together a document reflective of the requests that were made by the board from the last board meeting. Our next board meeting is in November. I think it's the 14th. I want to thank each of you for taking time out of your day-to-day to meet on this. This is a piece of what I call significant progress. We're going to move forward. Pay off our mortgage. and I like the way that you've approved the way that we've identified monies for expenditures in the future, rather than be scrambling around trying to figure out where the money's coming from.
Anyway, I think they did an excellent job also.
Yes. Correct. And to the staff, you guys outdid yourself on this, I'll tell you. Very appreciative. Anything for the good and order? Well, I thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything you've done.
Thank you.
Nice job. Just outstanding.
Bye-bye.
Bye.